Arizona Theater Company announced it's going to delay its next season of main stage performances until 2021. It's a harsh reality for the nonprofit, but as artistic director Sean Daniels says, it's also given them an opportunity to expand their reach in new ways. He spoke more about it with our co-host, Lauren Gilger.
I want to begin with a little bit of the background here. How difficult has this been over the last several months? How much have you had to rethink things?
Like everybody, it's been substantial and kind of rechanging what our industry is, the not-for-profit theater industry. You know, we closed down, we had an opening and closing night of our last show, The Legend of Georgia McBride. And, you know, at that point we thought maybe we'll be back in 2 weeks, maybe we'll be back in three. And, you know, of course now it's 4 months later and we're at home. So we're making some significant shifts. I will say if there's a real silver lining in all of this, it's that we made the switch to digital pretty quickly afterwards, trying to figure out how we can stay connected with our audience. And regional theater is like so many things, like was, you know, years, decades behind how it should be using social media and how it should be using the internet to connect to its patrons, right? We were just, you know, ads on Facebook. It was like the worst thing we could possibly be doing. And so we made this switch early to digital to say like, hey, in the short time, let's just say that our website is where you can connect with us even when our doors are closed. And we have found it has been tremendous in terms of the response that we've gotten. You know, we do a weekly talk show every Friday at 4 o'clock where we have different guests, you know, from around Arizona or around the industry on to just talk about what's going on. And some of those episodes get between 10 and 14,000 people watching. That is sometimes more than comes to our actual shows. So, you know, it's really been a fantastic way. And we've done some readings online. We did a reading of the play, The White Ship, that got 10,000 people to watch. And recently we just did, there's a thing called the 24-hour plays, where a series of plays are created in 24 hours. And it happens out of New York, and they always do a different theme, but they've never focused on a state. And so for the first time ever, they focused on the artists in Arizona last week. And once again, you know, 12 to 14,000 people turned in to watch that. So, you know, the tough part is like how people have always known us in the past, which is main stage performances happening six times a year. You know, that's not happening right now. But the great pivot that's happened for us is to say that people still need culture. They're relying on artists even more to kind of process kind of what's happening and to stay connected to the world. And we've been able to do that through our online programming. And there's no reason, once again, that Arizona can't be a leader in the country in the same way that it was starting to be in terms of main stage productions.
Do you feel like you lost some of that momentum? Like it was starting to take a turn for the theater company at that moment when all of a sudden, boom, everything stops?
Yeah, so the joke I love to tell is, so I started last May, right? So I'd been on the job for about 9 months. And my partner, Jerry Wright, who is the new managing director, had started in January. So we were both incredibly new on the job when suddenly, you know, a global pandemic shuts down our industry across the world. Yeah. But the one thing I will say, and I feel very lucky about this, it's clear that there are so many Arizona Theater Company supporters, you know, that really our community has really stepped up. So many people are saying, you know, as I'm sure you're hearing this with restaurants or museums, people are deciding what is crucial to them that they want to make sure is here when we all come back from this.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what the comeback looks like. You went through a lot of the sort of virtual things that you're doing to try and keep connected to that audience and grow that audience, it sounds like, during this time. What does it look like when you come back in January? It sounds like you'll even have some smaller, maybe outdoor events leading up to that.
Yeah. So we're also we're going to have digital things. We're in the midst of talking to a couple different outdoor organizations about if we could do a workshop of a musical, if we could do some holiday stuff, if we could do it outdoors. You know, everything we've read says that people are going to feel more comfortable returning to the outdoors first. But, you know, with all of it, we're not an industry really known for being nimble, but we're having to learn how to be. Right. So we're going to work to put these things in place and we're not going to do anything that isn't safe. But in my mind, you know, we have the digital things. We start to have some outdoor events as we get into the fall. And then in January, if the coast is clear and it feels safe, we're going to start, you know, doing some productions and kind of moving into the season. Now, you know, for our industry, there's even a question right now of how do you rehearse shows? How do you cram a band together for a musical? Yeah. How many times do you have to wash people's clothes before they can wear it the next time? So we have, as an industry, we have some real things to grapple with about just how do we make the artists safe. By waiting till January, it gives us time to be able to put those things in place so that not only when we come back do we feel like our audience is safe, but also the artists that are choosing to be with us.
So it sounds like a return in January, but also that things may feel or look a little different.
I think we all know that everything is going to be different after this, yeah. Right? I don't think there's ever going to be a moment where Dr. Fauci just says like, oh, that's it. And everybody goes back to how it was before, you know? So, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have Arizona Theater Company masks that everybody wears when they come to it, that we're wiping down the seats and everything in between. But, we're going to continually monitor everything that the governor is saying and that the mayors are saying and make sure that it's safe. And we're not going to come back until we feel like it is really safe for people to be able to do that. And that's scary. That is scary. All not-for-profits are budgeted or built on the idea that they're producing, right? And so for us, I think it was like $1.5 million hit for us to stop Wow. producing midway through our season. And, so we have to do fundraising then to make up that difference. And the longer this goes on, the more fundraising has to happen. But I think for us, at the end of the day, we're not going to rush anything back. We want to be able to, for when you walk in there, to be able to laugh, to be able to be a part of other people. There's this great study that happened that said when people attend the theater, their hearts synchronize, that they start to beat at the same time. Like there's something about being in a group of people. Actually, what makes it amazing about coming to the theater is the one thing we can't do right now, right? Is that you can't be with other people and connect with them. And we want people to experience that fully. We don't want you to be nerve-wracked the whole time that you're there. So if we have to wait a little bit longer, we can do things online. We can do outdoor concerts. Is that the same as theater? Not at all. Is that going to replace it? No way. But, that can get us through this moment so that first opening night when we're all there together, we can all laugh and cheer and applaud and feel like it's so nice to be back around other people again.
Looking forward to the day. All right. That is Sean Daniels, the artistic director for the Arizona Theater Company, joining us. Sean, thank you so much and best of luck.
Oh, great. Thank you.